Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Live with the risk of the Mookie Betts deal because they saw potential there. And they saw a guy that they could market and be a face of the franchise. And boy, has he been that. Rafael Devers could be the face of this franchise for the next 5, 8 years, decade, whatever, if he translates and he hits. Here's Buster Posey just the other week with Tim Kawakami talking about at some point, you got to pull the trigger and be uncomfortable.
It feels like 10, you know, like this pitching staff is getting you to a point where maybe you take a risk because you want to validate that. Is that some part of the conversation too?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I think it's all part of the conversation. And ultimately, I think to get a deal done, it's like any type of deal you do. It doesn't matter if you're buying a house or a car. Like at some point, you're going to be probably a little bit uncomfortable with it to get it across the finish line. So keeping that in the back of our mind as well.
And that was obviously during the negotiations with Boston at the time this was recorded. You got to think this has been going on for a couple weeks. That's what Buster Posey alluded to yesterday, right? So there you go. Got to be uncomfortable. And by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. 3 hours down, one more to go here. We got this or that coming up in about 20 minutes, but Sam's going to give it to us in 10, a little primer for what it is, because it's always a surprise, this or that. And Sam, you got a good one today? Have you figured it out? We're not going to just yet, but thumbs
Carter
up.
Carter and I are doing some cooking back here. I think we're close to a breakthrough.
Oh, great. So it's only been 3 hours, but they're still working on it. It's okay. Doesn't matter.
Hey, art takes time.
Thank you. Well, some people just paint masterpieces no matter what.
Next question.
The world. You know, Jackson Pollock. You know, BPA is a guy that, you know, paints a lot of pictures with his words.
Oh.
He's an artist, if you will, on the airwaves.
Okay.
He has thoughts on this move. Brian in Palo Alto, long time no here.
I kind of want to sit back, eat a Dorito, and put my feet up and listen to what a mensch like BPA has to say about this. You know, we're two very intelligent individuals right now on the phone, BPA and Joe Shasky.
Oh, my God. Brian, good morning.
Yeah, I mean, were we not discussing this very subject like 10 days ago?
Yes,
which
absolutely.
Was, don't wait for the trade deadline, make a move now.
Exactly.
And, you know, great minds think alike. But, yeah, I mean, what a great decision. And, you know, after all the years of, like, desperately clinging to overvalued assets by Farhan in the minor league system that has produced nothing, to only give up basically one fading prospect in Cal Harrison. And let's be honest, he's a fading prospect in their system. Yeah, it's an incredible move to get, you know, a hitter that they have under team control for, you know, 6-7 years. Incredible move by Buster. And, yeah, thank God he's here and Farhan isn't, you know. So I would say that.
I mean, I'm being real when I say this.
Thanks, Brian.
The only other time that I can say that the Bay Area has had this big of an upgrade is Cohen over Joe Lacob.
Ooh, that's a good one.
As an ownership group.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Kyle Shanahan immediately after Chip Kelly.
And John Lynch. I'd do them as a tandem, right?
Like over Trent Baalke.
Over Trent Baalke. It's not even close.
I mean, Buster taking over for Farhan is, it's literally It's literally like replacing, and I'm going to say this, and you guys, it's like putting Joe Montana in over Steve DeBerg.
Wow. Well,
Steve DeBerg, the quote by Bill Walsh was, he's just good enough to get you beat. And that's literally the definition of the Farhan era. Just good enough to lose.
He had that one magical season. That one magical season. And after that, it was a whole bunch of mid.
That's the most fugazi thing that ever happened.
It was mid.
I mean, give me a break.
Mid.
Give me a break.
Mid.
2021. I get angry when I hear about 2021.
888-957-9570. Have your expectations shifted now with Rafael Devers as a member of the Orange and Black? Not the Orange and Black Weekend Rap, which is on fire this weekend, and then, Sam. I was listening, you and E-Dog, breaking it all down. You'll talk about it next week.
There's some sound that Carter and the boys put on the board that I was looking at here on the phone that he texted me. And it's specifically him after the game yesterday, Joe. Buster Posey on the message of the moves, time to go. That quote that we keep discussing. Here's what Buster Posey had to say.
I have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the Bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
It's time to go.
And then he also brought up, which I love that it's time to go, like Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans, and kind of just the experience of learning from them. One of the seminal things that Brian Sabian did when he was early on in his tenure, the Giants were coming off of an awful 96 season. That offseason, he traded for JT Snow, and he made the crazy trade to get rid of Matt Williams. He put his imprint on the team right away, and it felt like they were in it's time to go mode from the beginning. He referenced what he's learned from Bobby Evans and Brian Sabian, and I just thought it was really important.
Look at you throwing to sound.
Well, I mean, that's all I have to draw on, right? I mean, so it played a part in it, and you know, I think back, being in this role, I try to remember the way that Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans went about things as well. And so draw on that memory and then also, as you mentioned, playing experience.
Hey, we got a special guest on the hotline. Did you know that?
Who is it?
Well, let's go to him. I'm not going to. It's a surprise for you. Mystery guest on the hotline wants to talk about Rafael Devers now being a San Francisco Giant. Reveal yourself, sir.
Pretty big weekend for garlic fries and baseball, guys. Am I right?
Is this the Mark Willard?
Whoa!
Hey, I wanted to say happy Father's Day to both of you and Chasky. Other than your car, that was a pretty great day yesterday.
I mean, other than the fact that my prized possession, my Butte, got completely demolished, that was incredible. I mean, when it went down, Mark, Sam texted us, and I looked at it, and I go, who the hell is this reporter? This can't be real. There's no way this is real. And then it was like, oh, a couple other people were tweeting about it. Oh, and then the next thing you know, Jeff Passan is tweeting about it. I go, oh, my God, this is real. I couldn't believe it. I'm still kind of stunned.
The disrespect to Robert Murray, Mark. I mean, the great
I've never heard of him. I'm not trying to be a hater. I've never heard of him.
Robert Murray will get some every now and again. You gotta give him the love. But no, I'm glad I was listening to you guys about a half hour ago, and I know that you know, Wiggins in Boston kind of likened it to the Luka trade, and it's not that sort of surprise and magnitude, but it's kind of it's a baseball poor man's version of the Luka trade, because nobody saw this coming. And guys, how good does this feel? How good does it feel to have a middle of the order? How good does it feel to Walter to not have to have that vibe, that thing that we can't describe that's in our guts when they're playing the Padres and the Dodgers, where it just feels like, oh, we have to play this different brand of baseball and hope to grind something out 2-1 at the end of the game. And by the way, as far as what's like new about this, this is the first time in years I've felt this way about Giants ownership. This was their moment to sort of like let us know that they are on the up and up. And to me, that's a great feeling as a fan.
Absolutely. Mark Willard joining us on the Willard Islands text line. The River Islands.
Willard Islands.
I was thinking about it in my mind, but I kind of like that
We've got an In-N-Out burger. It's the Willard Islands guest line.
Mark, but like something to be said though too, right? About the fact that I got players now baked into the lineup every single day that I could be excited about and know that they're going to be there.
Jung-Woo, Adames, Devers, Ramos, Chapman, Wilmer. That's a crazy lineup.
That's what I'm saying. Like, isn't it crazy? I mean, didn't we learn this in Warrior season, what one player can do? One player can change everything around. And obviously we got to see it now. We got to see it starting tomorrow night. But we saw that in Warrior season, and I feel the same way about this one. Even though, right, Adames has got to get it going, but there's a lot to be said for protection in the lineup around these guys. So now to see that, to know that every time that lineup turns over, you're actually looking at five or six real threats that are coming at you that can, like, create runs, put balls in gaps, put balls over the fence. My God, Mecobi Cove is alive again. Mecobi Cove might actually have some action again. This is an awesome day.
Real quick, Mark, we're up against it. I know you are too.
Yeah.
This or that. This is our segment today. This or that. We do it every single day. And Sam Lubman put this one in my box. So we'll ask you first. What trade had you more excited at the time it went down? Is it Rafael Devers or Jimmy Butler? This or that?
There's no question. It's Rafael Devers. I was wrong about the Jimmy Butler trade, but when it first went down, I was like, "Oh, that's your big move." Like that didn't feel great in the moment. There was such a buildup to it, and we thought he was going to Phoenix and all of that stuff. And he's 35 years old.
Yeah.
I was wrong, but it didn't feel great. This one feels great. I hope I'm not wrong again.
Mark, this one reminds me of the Kevin Mitchell deal in many ways. Like, it's similar in the sense of, like, you're trying to squeeze an MVP-like year out of this guy over the next couple of years, and you're pairing him up with someone. You had Will Clark. You had Robbie Thompson. You just needed that other guy. You know what I mean? That other dude. And God, I feel like they struck oil with this one. This is a monster deal. Monster.
Yep. Jeff Kent won an MVP in this town because of who was next to him in the lineup.
Exactly.
We all know it. This is going to have that same, I hope, that same ripple effect. I love you, boys. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you
too,
Mark
buddy.
Willard on the River Islands guest line. Good stuff there. You can check him out every single day, Monday through Friday.
So
Willard and Dibs, which starts actually 150 with the crossover with Steiny and Guru. I'm sure he's excited. You just heard it right there. He's so damn excited. And that's the this or that question today, Joe. 888-957-9570. What trade had you more excited when it went down? Was it Rafael Devers to the Giants or Jimmy Butler to the
question.
Golden State Warriors? We'll discuss that on the other side. And it's going to be brought to you by Life Source Water System.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know what happened that weekend?
I don't know. I came in and it was awesome. You were amazed at how great your co-host was?
Yeah, I don't remember that. I remember Luka Doncic. I remember Luka Doncic being traded to the Lakers, and everyone was just like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, I remember that.
I remember that happening. I remember it being Super Bowl week. I remember
Bonte actually liked the deal for Dallas.
Yeah, of course he did, right? And of course he's
I do remember
say,
that.
I knew all along they were getting the number one overall pick, right? As he goes, LeBron James. You know, just I knew all along all this stuff was going to happen, right?
Bonte, you didn't know this, but I foresee the future.
Thank you, RJ.
Oh, I forgot about RJ.
He's not having a great time with the Sacramento Kings.
Did he get traded to the Bulls, too?
He might have. You know what? The Bulls probably, their stock is probably rising over the Sacramento
Kings. He's chanting a different No Kings on Saturday.
That's pretty funny.
That's what happened a couple months ago on our first show. It was Luka Doncic. And then that week, what happened? Jimmy Butler became a freaking Golden State Warrior. When you thought that it could have been Kevin Durant, when we had Anthony Slater, talking about big trades over the weekend, right? Or big moves. Anthony Slater going from The Athletic now to ESPN. I don't know if that's official, but that's what I saw from, you know, over the weekend.
It's official. I texted him.
Is it? Okay, it's official. Yeah. Well, good for him. Well, he started out there anyways. He went from ESPN to The Athletic, now to ESPN. Doesn't matter. He's still our 95.7 game insider. So
it's a big
that.
Acquisition for them.
There you go. Well, they got Shams. Now they got Slates. That's big, big time for Anthony Slater. But, you know, that week culminated in just craziness in our first week together. Now, all of a sudden, the Giants make their biggest trade since, as you referenced, maybe Jeff Kent, right? Or Hunter Pence, maybe.
Joe.
Trades are hard.
Being a Giants fan, from the 510, as an ex-A's refugee fan without a home.
I love that phrase. Refugee fan is intense.
510, as an ex-A's refugee fan without a home, the Devers trade is the exact kind of thing the Giants needed to do to pique my interest.
Oh, so we got a defector right there?
That is incredible.
He's going, he's leaving. He's going. He's going to the orange and black.
Hey, there's plenty of room.
Is this the time to jump on the bandwagon?
Oh, you ever seen the Muppets when they're going through Paris and, like, you know, they're all driving? They just hop on the bus, doggy. Let's go.
I do not remember that.
The Muppets is all time.
No,
dog.
I know a Muppets Christmas Carol is all time. That's
like a Muppet style sightseeing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
Dude, the Muppet movies, just, they touch me in my soul.
Yeah.
A little Jim Henson action.
I look like.
Come on, man.
I look like Gonzo. 888-957-9570.
Gonzo's a great character.
Make sure you are
Gonzo
subscribed.
Gonzo is what Devers is.
Make sure you subscribe to Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman, Steven Rizzotto, and maybe even one day Joe Shasky bringing you the best
I'm like Devers. I refuse
in
to play.
The whole world. Catch the next episode where Sam and Rizzotto will offer their thoughts on the Giants trade for Rafael Devers and the amazing future that Buster Posey is building at Oracle Park. In the meantime, do we have the open ready?
Fuzzy Bear?
Fozzy Bear.
Is that what we're hoping that, I know, I'm well aware.
Are you?
That's what they had when they had Pablo Sandoval and he was busting his belt.
Waka waka.
Light up the phone lines.
This or that. What trade had you more excited as we pivot from Pablo Sandoval's busting belt to Rafael Devers becoming a San Francisco Giant? Did that have you more excited yesterday? Or when Jimmy Butler was traded to the Golden State Warriors? Which one of those had you more excited, Bay Area fans? 888-957-9570. We asked Mark Willard last segment, and he said it was unequivocally Rafael Devers, because there was question marks when Jimmy Butler was traded here. He was a little older. He was an extreme malcontent. You went from being excited at the potential of Kevin Durant coming here, and then it ends up being Jimmy Butler. So 888-957-9570, this or that, which were you more excited when you heard? Was it Rafael Devers as a Giant or Jimmy Butler as a Warrior? Joe, I'll ask you first before we go to Gabe and Adam.
Tough one. This is a tough one because I was so pumped when they got Jimmy Butler. But I'm more like, I feel like a kid again, like a legitimate like 13-year-old me would be doing cartwheels right now because of this Devers trade. So I'm going to go Devers. I still can't believe it's real.
Well, you gave up Andrew Wiggins and a bunch of guys that really weren't doing a whole hell of a lot when it came to the Warriors trade. But I do think you gave up a player, a consistent player. Was he an all-star? No, he may have gotten to an all-star, but he wasn't an all-star player anymore. He was consistent, but he was a guy that was, you know, not going to take you over the top. Jimmy Butler was a player that could take you. So when you moved off of Wiggins, it is what it is, right? No one was really batting an eye. Hell, no one even called in for months saying they missed Andrew Wiggins. That's like, and I don't think that's going to be the scenario here when it came to Kyle Harrison or Jordan Hicks. It's almost the same thing as far as I'm concerned, right? Although Andrew Wiggins did help you win a title. He was the second best player on a title team, but you saw the writing on the wall. They were a 500 team. They were a 10 seed barely. You needed to make a big splash, and that was Jimmy Butler. Devers is interesting because when you look at Rafael Devers, there's a lot baked into it. Yeah, the contract, but he's 28 years old, Joe. Like, this is a now and future move. The future for the Warriors is like a couple of years, maybe, and we'll see after this next year. If nothing happens, where's Jimmy Butler going to be there as far as the malcontent is, right? It just felt like it ran its course with Boston and Devers, and it's a breath of fresh air for him and for the organization and for ownership. So there is different levels to this, but I don't knock it either way. Let's go to Gabe in Oregon.
What's up, Gabe?
Gabe, I'm giving you an impromptu because I know you called before this or that, but which one had you more excited at the time it went down? Was it Devers or was it Jimmy Butler?
Look, hey, good morning, guys. But no offense to Jimmy. He helped save the season. Devers is way more exciting for me. While Steph's still on the team, I feel like we owe that to Steph to always make it, try and make a run for the NBA Finals, be it anybody. But Devers, I don't know, man. I was too young when Barry Bonds was chasing the record, so I know ESPN was always talking about the Giants, or not even the Giants, but just Barry Bonds. But yesterday during the game, they wouldn't shut up about Rafael Devers. They weren't even paying attention to the game, it seemed. It's just Rafael Devers this, Rafael Devers that. I feel like it's time for all the Giants fans to stand up. And this is such a shock in the sports world right now. I mean, just want to give a little example. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a Mets YouTuber named Giraffe Nick Mark.
No.
No? Okay, yeah, well, he's a Mets fan anyway, so who cares? But he was irritated. He was irritated in the sense, I mean, the Giants are still not getting their flowers, and we just pulled off this move. He was irritated in the sense that seeing what we traded for, if this was just a money move, he wanted the Red Sox to be more open, and he said, why couldn't we include the Mets, or teams like the Mets, teams like the Dodgers, like as if Juan Soto wasn't enough. Just goes to show you what impact this is. People have been laying the Giants off for a long time, but now we're finally going to get back in that spotlight under Buster Posey. And you know what? It's time that this team, they live up to the opening lines in their fight song, okay? When the Giants come to town, it's bye-bye, baby. You guys have a good rest of your morning now.
Thank you, Gabe in Oregon. I'll say this, and he said something interesting there. He's like, oh, well, why couldn't the Mets be in on that? As we've learned from the Luka trade, relationships matter when these higher-ups are making these trades happen. Our guy, who was it, Pelinka in L.A., clearly had a relationship with Nico Harrison that went back to their like Nike days and when they were agents, and that came to fruition because of that relationship. Now, I don't know what the relationship is between Buster Posey and Craig Breslow, but there's something there. They've obviously played against each other when they were players in their career. So their paths clearly crossed at some point. Is that the end all be all? I'm not sure, but it probably helped that they had familiarity there, right? So it's interesting when these kind of deals come to fruition. And oh, why didn't this team get on that wall? Why didn't my team get on that? Well, maybe you never know, really. Well, sometimes it's as simple as a shared past, sometimes.
Or just being decisive.
Yeah.
Like, hey, okay, we'll give you tips just to throw it over the top. Okay, we'll give you whatever it is you're looking for. Like, sometimes you have to be uncomfortable to make these deals.
Right.
And, boy, it doesn't feel like anybody's uncomfortable this morning as Giants fans. I feel like the initial response is more universal on this deal than Jimmy Butler.
I was going to say, I don't think I remember a deal like this, a trade like this, that has been more universally loved
CMC
from everybody. Okay, Christian McCaffrey. But even McCaffrey was an interesting one because I remember people...
Running backs don't matter.
Well, the injuries. That was a legitimate concern there. Yeah. Not for so much for Devers, but Christian, you're getting a guy that, and running backs making a lot of money, and it's just like... Can we rely on this guy? He gave up some draft capital. I don't know. Like, so there, even, I know, it wasn't a very loud minority.
It was a quiet drumbeat.
But there was, I think, Mark Willard, a guy that just called here. I don't think he was very thrilled about the move. I think he had some question marks on it. And again, there you go. That could be a segment, by the way, for them, Mark. I'm just letting you know, question mark. That could be a segment for you going forward.
Question mark.
There you go. Do you like the Willard Island?
Out here producing here.
I know.
I do that. I do a little bit of both. Adam in the city, who was at the game on Friday, Joe, down at Dodger Stadium.
Adam, you got to spell it with a D and an M. What's up, buddy?
Why are you doing that?
I do because he's doing that to the guy. He asked me the other day about me dropping DMs.
It's all right. Hey, guys, it's totally all right. Started with the D and an M, and Shasky's the guy that plays knockdown and gets knocked out in the first round.
Oh, get him, Adam. Boom, roasted.
Had to hold that one. No, you guys. I just want to give a credit that as much as like we hate like the Dodgers as a team, the rivalry, everything. I had a very pleasant experience at Dodger Stadium. Just like honestly, like watched a good game. Not like zero smack talk. I was surprised. Saw a couple Giants fans, you know, kind of scattered around. But no, it was fine. Like the experience was fine. People were warning me about wearing my Giants jersey to a game. I'm like, it can't be that bad, and it wasn't. So. What a game to watch. It honestly kind of just this whole this. Okay, so this or that, we're getting into this. Jimmy Butler, that was a move the Warriors had to make. It was at the deadline. They couldn't get Kevin Durant. Jimmy Butler didn't want to sign an extension here. And we eventually got him. And then to what the last caller just said, Gabe, that he did save our season. Like, I can't wait to see what he's going to do for us. Next year, it's going to be great. All that being said, the Devers move was completely unexpected. It's a blockbuster deal. The Giants haven't had a hitter like this probably since Posey. That's this good. I mean, it's exciting. The trade just basically made me completely wipe away the fact that we just lost the series to the Dodgers. But it's like, you know what? We got Devers coming, and we're excited here.
I feel the same way. It so came out of left field. Thanks, like, at least with the Warrior one, not to say that Jimmy wasn't unexpected, because it was. Because they had said, like, 3 days before, like, oh, he's not interested in the Warriors.
Well, it started feeling like after you whiffed on, like, the smoke started to clear on the Kevin Durant. It's like, oh, okay, it looks like he's staying in Phoenix. And then it was just like, oh no. Like, are you not going to get anyone at this deadline?
But
and then
it was a deal was going to happen. I'm talking about for the Warriors leading up to that. Correct. There was so much anticipation for a deal. This was so out of nowhere.
It was. It wasn't on my radar. It wasn't on your radar. Like, we mentioned Devers in the past as, like, a guy that's, like, clearly disgruntled. We said, hey, they should go get him. But then we all really knew, like, they probably won't. But you know what? You should sniff around. And you know what? Posey was definitely sniffing around, and they got their guy. Rafael Devers is a San Francisco Giant, and now him and Willy Adames are tied. So that's $400 million invested going forward. Those two players alone.
Will there be a press conference today? Like, where they introduce him at a dais?
I have not seen anything from the Giants announcing such a thing, but I'll keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out, please. Maybe that's tomorrow when they're back at the ballpark, right, Sammy?
I don't know.
I would think that he flew last night, red eye, back this way, and I would assume that they're going to have him at a dais at some point in the early afternoon, lifting up the Giants jersey, hugging him. I mean, there's going to be...
Do they do that for trades? I mean, it's been a while. Hunter Pence, when Hunter Pence came here, did they do...
No, Hunter Pence was literally police escorted from the airport to the game. You don't remember that? NBC Bay Area was following the cameras, were following like the actual route from the SFO to the ballpark. You don't remember that?
No, okay, but did they have him at a dais afterwards?
No, he literally went straight to the game.
Well, that's... There you go.
Amadeus. Gene is in Oakland.
It was a day game, I believe.
Gene, it's this or that.
Maybe it was a night game.
Are you feeling more excited definitely about sunny. The Devers to the Giants trade or the Jimmy Buckets to the Warriors trade when it happened. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys. The Devers, for sure. I was very much against the Butler trade in the very beginning. I mean, shortly after that trade, I began to realize it really was something they needed to do, but there were so many questions surrounding, the Butler trade at the beginning. I don't see too many questions here. Questions I had, frankly, were about, well, what is he going to do when he comes here? I thought his problem was he wanted to play third base, and they wouldn't let him because of Bregman. But your guest, Wiggins, I think he kind of answered that question, for me at least. It sounds like they just didn't treat him right. I mean, you know, they treated him disrespectfully, and he realized, oh, you know, I don't want to be part of this organization anymore. So I think the GM kind of let his own ego get in the way of that one. The other question I still have, though, is why didn't they get something more for Devers than they got from us? Because this seems totally one-sided. So.
Gene, $300 million, that's why.
Yeah, money.
I think a lot of teams were you have to remember, there's only so many teams at the top of the market that have money that are willing to actually spend it. I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. The amount of teams that don't have a local television deal that is worth what it was just 5 years ago, it's too many. So, like, all the 10 bottom teams, in terms of their contracts and their television deals, they're not giving them the revenue to be able to have payrolls that are reflective of what it should be for a $1 billion corporation.
Jeff Passan, ESPN, their top baseball insider, he talked about that, Joe, yesterday on the overall impact of this trade on the Red Sox.
In the short term, certainly, Rafael Devers, since Alex Bregman has been hurt, has been the Red Sox best hitter this season. And after he struggled over the first couple weeks of the season, he's been one of the best hitters in baseball. So in the near term, this seemingly makes the Boston Red Sox a worse team. And let's not remember all of the trauma that exists still in Red Sox Nation after the trade of Mookie Betts. When you have a player of that caliber, he's the sort you tend to want to keep around for the majority, if not entirety, of his career, particularly when he's a homegrown guy. But at the end of the day, I think the Red Sox have just grown a little bit tired, and Rafael Devers the same.
There you go. It was just a relationship that it's run its course. That happens in any walk of life, right? A marriage, whatever. It doesn't matter. We've seen it here in the Bay Area. Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors, it ran its course. It did.
Well, this happens in every sport. Like, yes. Famously, obviously, Dave Winfield and Steinbrenner went at it.
Yes.
But this has happened throughout the history of sports, whether it's Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay and them drafting his replacement and him not being happy. Tom Brady wanting Jimmy G out of the door. We see this in every sport.
It only took 20 years for Tom, right? And then eventually he did go to Tampa Bay. He did.
Exactly.
It was too
Do you
much.
See this probably more recently in basketball, but this has been happening forever.
Forever, right? Here's more from Passan on the overall message of the Devers trade and what it means.
Carl, I think it's very simple. Rafael Devers, after all that had happened with Boston this spring, the move from third base to DH, then them wanting him to play first base, did not want to be in Boston anymore. And the Red Sox saw this as an opportunity to get rid of more than $250 million that he was owed. And the San Francisco Giants are taking on every penny of his remaining contract that runs through 2033. At the same time, the Red Sox and Kyle Harris and Jordan Hicks get a couple of arms. They're also getting James Tibbs, the first-round pick from the San Francisco Giants last year, 13th overall out of Florida State, as well as one more prospect. Regardless of the mechanics of this deal, Carl, it is a shocker. The timing is shocking. The magnitude of the player is shocking. And again, Rafael Devers was supposed to be the guy that Boston was building around in the future, and now he's going to be a San Francisco Giant.
Jeff Passan yesterday on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball.
He did not have a no-trade clause, but it's kind of known that, like, wherever he was going to go, they kind of needed to know on the front end that he was going to accept the trade there.
Right.
So clearly this had been in the works, I think, for weeks, if not months.
And again, him and Willie Adames have a relationship.
Yeah.
Both from the Dominican Republic,
yes.
Play on the national team together. They are tight. And that's a big deal in all this because there's familiarity.
Absolutely.
Had Willie not been here and it was like, like Chapman's the guy, right? And it's just like, I don't know what his relationship with Matt Chapman. I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows? But the fact that he is tight with one of the leaders on your team and the guy that's playing out there, because Chapman's on the IL right now. He's not going to be out there. That's a big deal. And you alluded to Bob Melvin earlier on in this show, Joe. Bob, there was clearly something going on there when Bob was down in San Diego when it came to some of the egos of some of the players, some of the high-paid guys on that team. Tatis, Machado, Soto, all of those guys, right? It just didn't work. Devers going to be a part of this. Let's see how it happens. But I do know this, that the Giants, like from a leadership perspective, from top to bottom, I got a lot of faith in them. It starts at the top, first of all, with Buster Posey, one of the greatest leaders the team's ever seen. When it just comes to the stoic, the quiet confidence, he's going to get on you when he needs to, but he's going to do things the right way, and he's doing that now at a level that we've never seen before. And quite frankly, we questioned when it came to Buster Posey, the president of baseball operations, what kind of experience does this guy have? None. We didn't. And for him to make this move, like I'm just coming away from this weekend. Yes, the team, all of it within the standings, they're a couple games back. They could win the NL West potentially now with this move. It's huge. But Q rating and stock, who comes out the biggest winner of this weekend? It's not even close. It's Buster Posey.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, think about, I don't think people understand, like John Lynch, if you just say John Lynch to people who watched him in the 90s, you're like, he's one of the baddest dudes you've ever seen in your life.
It's a guy you don't want to mess with.
He's one of the baddest dudes on defense. Toughness personified, excellence, smarts, the Stanford education. He was an unbelievable Hall of Fame player. And now he's putting together a resume. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame executive, but he's really good.
No, he's really good, though.
Okay, yes. We can, you know, hey, they haven't won the big one, right? But he's put together how many NFC Championship teams? How many Super Bowl teams? Two?
Yeah.
Super Bowl, you know.
Two NFC Championship wins and two Super Bowl appearances, yes.
That's pretty incredible, you know? Like, so he's already in the upper echelon of GMs in the league. Do you know how difficult it is to have a Hall of Fame career player and then go on and be a really successful executive?
It's very difficult. It's the Jerry Wests of the world don't grow on trees.
Pat Riley.
Yep.
Jerry West. There's a reason they're one, like we said in him, Nolan Ryan, what he was doing with the Texas Rangers. Now Chris Young is doing the same thing. It's really difficult. And I think in baseball more than any other sport, they went so far in the nerd direction because of a couple other people. Like the reality is like, nah, baseball guys can still make a lot of great decisions.
For every, you know, Jerry West, as you're alluding to, the John Lynches of the world, right? There's a Magic Johnson in there. There's a lot of Magic Johnsons.
Chris Mullin.
It just doesn't work out. Like, well,
Chris Mullin was okay.
It's okay, exactly. You know what I mean? I'm not putting him on the level of Magic.
No. But I'm saying like there's a lot of guys that are more like that in terms of like they're just okay or not good enough or whatever.
Steve Kerr. There you go. Steve Kerr's a great example. Phoenix. Like that. It's very great difficult example. To be both the great businessman and also the player. Like it doesn't work.
Could you imagine if they get to a World Series with Buster Posey as the de facto president of baseball ops? I mean, he will be, when it's all said and done, if he can have as close to a, I would say, upper echelon front office, lifespan, he will be as close to Willie Mays and Barry Bonds in terms of the greatest San Francisco Giant, and I'm talking about on and off the field, ever. Like, it'll be Kruk, Kipe, Buster.
If the Giants win the World Series this year, are you kidding me? This is one of the most out-of-nowhere championships in the history of sports that I can remember. Like, are you serious?
It would be like Steph Curry taking over the Warriors as a GM.
Correct.
Which is almost like I can't even
fathom it.
I can't.
No, you can't. And Steph, it'd be even like it's a tough comparison because Steph as a player and his Q rating, it's infinitely more than even Buster was. But in this region,
but what Steph meant to the team and what Buster means, there's similarities.
I understand.
They're not the same. I'm not here to say
they're
the same.
No.
I'm just saying they're similar.
But it's
if you ask Giants fans,
it's up there.
Young or old, does anyone hate Buster Posey?
No.
There's not one person.
I don't think who hates Buster Posey outside of Dodgers fans, and even in their heart of hearts, they don't hate Buster.
No.
Like, it's just, like, why do you hate that guy?
I don't even hate him. I don't even hate Kershaw. I'm watching him on Saturday, and it's like, can't stand the guy, but I don't hate him because I respect him too much.
And he respects what the Giants did absolutely yesterday.
Buster's really doing it. Not only Buster Posey's really doing it over there. Good for Buster, man. He's going for it. I consider Rafi one probably... you know, top 10 hitters in the game at worst, you know. So he's definitely a game changer. It'd be interesting to see what position he plays over there. I know they have a big prospect at first base coming, so it'd be interesting to see if he plays first. Obviously, they have Matt Chapman, who's one of the best in the game at third. So if it's even if he's just DH for however long that contract is, he's... I don't even know what they gave up. I know Harrison was supposed to pitch today, so he's a good one.
This trade is so universally loved that you got like one of the all-time Dodgers saying it was a good trade.
Joe.
Oh, my God.
Joe, 3 weeks ago, we were arguing about Lamont Wade Jr. at-bats.
Gross.
Think of how far we've come. Huge. Lamont Wade Jr. at-bats.
I don't know who we are. Who was someone arguing in favor
I'm
of
I'm just
them?
Saying, like, in general, Giants fans are just arguing with each other.
888-957-9570 is the number. So it was universal for this or that. It was everyone saying they feel just so much more excited about Devers. I do think everything that was around the Warriors at the time, there was this sense of dread. And I do think there was some skepticism. I was like, all right, you've dug yourself such a big hole, like, is Jimmy Butler really going to be that guy? And I think there was some acceptance from the fans saying, like, this season might just, you know, he might not do anything this year, but it's for, like, the next year. The fact that Devers, it's June 16th and you acquired him, and you have all this time remaining.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
And they got an everyday player. I mean, it's just they finally did it in his prime, under contract. Farhan, their best avenue has always been through the trade.
Farhan could not do this.
I don't think he's even negotiating.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What? And you got rid of Farhan's guy in Harrison. You got rid of Farhan's guy in Jordan Hicks. You got rid of Farhan's final guy in James Tibbs. I mean, this could not be any more about Buster putting his imprint on the team. Like, it's incredible.
It's a shift in philosophy, is it not?
100%.
This is a massive change in the structure that is the San Francisco Giants going forward. And Buster Posey is at the helm of it. Who better, and what a better face for your franchise at the executive level than that guy, right? Like, we knew it at the time. He brought a level of respectability, and, you know, like, we knew that, what he brought to the table. But the fact that he's now talking the talk and walking the walk, there's something to be said about it, man. Like, that's why I'm just coming away from this weekend saying my respect level for Buster Posey, if this could even blow up in their face, but the fact that he executed it at this level, I'm impressed.
It's gutsy.
It's gutsy.
And
it's
ownership.
Ballsy, it's...
ownership to take on the money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear anybody talk about how this ownership group is cheap.
No.
You almost can never bring that up again.
No, that's what they're talking about in Boston right now.
Yeah,
that's what
true.
They're saying. And that's the
it's
worst.
True.
As we're talking about the Cincinnati Bengals of the world, like,
yeah.
they're resuming talks, I guess, with Trey Hendrickson. Like, the worst thing you could be labeled as an organization is cheap. And right now, that's how Boston fans are probably feeling about him. Speaking of Boston, Danny is in Massachusetts.
What's up, Danny?
Wants to join the conversation. Danny, good morning. You a Red Sox fan?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, big Red Sox fan, big supporter, and had to Google San Francisco Sports Radio. Was excited to see you guys had a show out there. I think you guys get a phenomenal hitter that can hit to the opposite field, should perform for 40 doubles a year, 30 home runs, 280 batting average. Hope he plays some first base for you guys. Buster Posey, one of the best catchers ever for San Francisco, if not the best catcher. San Francisco history, it's a huge deal. Wonder what you guys think.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you see the, I said this joke earlier, but you might not have been tuned in. Did you see the new preview for the new movie, The Town 2? Did you see it last night?
I missed it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, Buster Posey's in it wearing a ski mask as he's robbing the Boston Red Sox of their best player.
He's calling in congratulating him and being mean. You're mean to the guy,
oh,
Danny, in Massachusetts.
That's a good joke.
Danny, what the hell happened with Rafael Devers over there? Like what is, like, we played some of the fan compilation from WEEI, our sister station out there. They're all, like, bagging on the guy, saying he wasn't in shape.
He's
not a team player. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, so I think he came in a little out of shape. He had some shoulder issues. And then what gets dropped on him is Detroit's thinking about Bregman, Boston's thinking about Bregman. 2 weeks before spring training, bang, Bregman's with the Red Sox. So he wasn't prepared for that. And then they tell him, hey, listen, you got to put your glove down. You're not going to play the field anymore. You're going to be a DH. And the first baseman for the Red Sox, Tristan Casas, goes down. And they say, hey, listen, we'd like you to play first base. And he says, no, I have my $30 million a year. Go pound piss clams because I'm not going to play the field anymore. You told me I'm not a third baseman. I'm below average. But for you guys, you certainly have a player who is going to hit the ball. It's a big ballpark that you guys have out there. But when he pushes the ball to the opposite field, you're going to be psyched when he does 40 doubles a year, 30 home runs, 90 RBIs. And it's a tremendous pickup for you guys.
And what does he do for a lineup in terms of anchoring?
Anchoring, I would say that he has certainly progressed after the worst start in baseball history and being upset and striking out multiple times, in the beginning of the year, that he settled in. Big Poppy talked to him, said, hey, listen, man, this is going to prolong your career being a DH. And he settled in. And now he's walked just about more than anybody else in Major League Baseball this year. And I think you guys really have a phenomenal hitter. It'll be a new place for him. It didn't work out in Boston, unfortunately, for him. But it should work out well for you, Giants.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks,
for calling.
Danny. Danny
Thanks,
Massachusetts
Danny.
On the
what
River Islands
guy.
Guest line right there.
What a
so
nice dude.
95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it time for you to discover the islands?
The Willard Island guest line.
I liked it. Did you like that?
That's pretty funny.
The Willard Island guest line. I didn't even mean to do that. All right.
Where every room in our house is a kitchen.
There you go. All right. Hey, you feeling good?
He likes cooking. That's why.
I like cooking too. It's great. What's wrong with cooking? It's great. What is your go-to dish right now? What are you going to cook for Rafael Devers in his first meal in San Francisco? Yeah, what are you cooking?
Like, what was that meme where the guy's, like, sitting on the couch?
Yeah, no, or the kid right in the classroom, like, hey, me?
What would I cook?
Well, what is the San Francisco dish that you're first given to Rafael Devers when he lands at SFO?
Well, I mean, it depends. I want to know, like...
Chowder? Because they do chowder in New England.
No, that's chowder? No, Cipino is our, like, equivalent to chowder over here.
But a lot of people think of the San Francisco clam chowder in the bread bowl. That's what they think, the sourdough bread bowl. I'm just saying, that's what they think.
Yeah, I would go more red sauce Cipino.
Okay, that's fine. I'm an Italian. Don't
you know,
sell me
all
on
the different fixings.
You're selling Rafael Devers, all right? Not me.
Okay, and then I honestly think a Mission Street burrito. Like, that's very very close.
Burrito?
I would go, hey, Raphael, you ever had lumpia?
Okay.
Because I'm going to take you to some bomb lumpia spots. Okay.
Do we have any Dominican Republic, like Dominican restaurants here? Dominican?
No. Well, I
would like
know.
To hear some. Maybe in the East Bay. Doesn't matter.
We have great Salvadorian food, though.
888-957.
Pupusas.
I love some pupusas right there. Yeah. I also love me some fast
I'll
five.
Take them to Tams.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. Our final thoughts here. As a show, Raphael Devers, the San Francisco Giant. We're going to see him in action tomorrow against the Cleveland Guardians. Woo-hoo! He's pitching tomorrow. In the meantime, go ahead, John.
I mean, I very rarely get shocked now when it comes to sports. Yesterday was shocking. Shocking, A, that I had never heard of the individual who was reporting the trade. Shocking that that trade was real. Shocking that they gave up so little to get a player as good as he is. Shocking that it actually felt like the Dodgers were like, damn. Like, that was, like, the players, Mookie Betts, Kershaw, all basically, without saying it, you could tell, damn, they got Devers? Like, that was a shocking day. And now, the Giants are looking to shock the world and win the NL West. What a week.
And they do it again.
Sports,
man. A weekend in which the Dodgers beat the Giants in a series. You got the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees, and those fan bases could not feel polar opposite coming out of them. Red Sox, their fans are in shambles, and then you got the Giants, jubilation abound in the Bay Area. That's just great. All is right with the world, right? We got Jimmy Butler coming here. We got Raphael Devers coming here. Who knows what the 49ers are going to do? But they got Brock Purdy. Everything's great right now in Bay Area sports as far as I'm concerned. There's no drama. Drama free. It's not nice, Joe.
Well, Ryan Walker.
Ah, well, we'll worry about that some other time. You know what? You have enough time to make another move. How about that if you want to shore up the bullpen? Do that. Carter, what you got?
I don't think we're done.
I want to shout out some listeners that I've just met around town and been very sweet, and they love the show. I met some buddies over at Keysar Pub on Friday. Bill Sr. and Bill Jr., my guys over there, we had a great time at Keysar. They bought me some drinks. They were really sweet. And then my guys up at the Fairmont Hotel, Juan and William, my two dudes up there that do the door, very sweet to my mom. They always listen to the show. So shout out to you guys, man. Thanks for listening.
You guys eat up there?
Yeah, my mom lives right next door. So we eat there, yeah.
So did she go to Knob Hill Cafe a lot?
She loves Knob Hill Cafe.
She'll work there forever.
Oh, we got a link.
Yeah, forever. Yeah, the old San Francisco Twins used to be in the window all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love that place.
You guys done
the Carbonara.
There you go.
The Carbonara. The pizza's hella good there.
You get it.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
It's a very good restaurant.
Yeah. Top of the mark for a drink.
Yeah, there you go. Wow, you're good.
Come on, man.
It's like you're from here.
Hey, come on, man. Little Biltmore action.
Sammy, garlic fries and baseball, guys.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about this? You know, this being one of the greatest trades ever. I mean, this might be one of the greatest non-Barry Bonds acquisitions in Giants history here. And then while the Red Sox are shedding some $300 million in payroll, the soccer team that they own, Liverpool FC, just signed a dude to $150 million.
No way.
Yeah, what talk about headlines you don't want to see back to back.
Hey, so what obscure 95.7 The Game employee are you going to have on this week on Scarlet Fries Baseball Guys?
Obscure? As if you just called Daryl the Guru Johnson obscure?
I mean, is he even that working
guy?
Today?
I mean, it's no more obscure than the guy I started off with.
Oh! He just roasted you.
I'm just teasing you, Sam. I'm going to come on this week.
No, it's Risotto this week. And then Dibs next week, Willard probably after that. And then probably Spadoni. Then we'll see about Evan or Grandy. And then we'll see if we can get you. You got a lot of coaching to do.
Florian Wirtz is who they signed, Sam, from the Bundesliga.
You put me in my place.
There you go.
You win this round.
Hey, you are one of the original Garlic Fry guys. You will be back.
What about Garlic Fry Rye guy? You going to get him on? I know you're tied with him.
Yeah. No? He's got to come around on Buster first.
Buster Posey, Binna's biggest winner of this weekend over J.J. Spahn, I'll say that. How about that? J.J. Spahn winning.
That putt, though, was pretty sick.
No, beat me by 1 second on that.
Again, the guy was up at 3 a.m. that morning, going out to like CVS to get Pedialyte for his sick kid.
Do you guys all agree with me? Rory McIlroy. I mean, come on, dude.
Dude, no, real quick.
No, I do not agree.
Shasky's sending a text with just me, Carter, him, and Steiny over the weekend. Uh-huh. Crapping all over Rory McIlroy.
Uh-huh.
Just as if Steiny cared about it.
Well deserved.
He does.
I don't know what that is.
If Steph Curry said, I've earned the right to not talk to the media, we would all be like, oh my God, Steph, come on, you can't say that. You can't.
You really think people would not be defending Steph on that? They'd absolutely say Steph's right. He's a
I'm talking about nationally.
They'd still back him on it. That was Fast 5, brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Goo next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Imagine you drive your nice car, you park it outside the ballpark, and it gets bipped.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.